Well, hello there, Audio Boomerians. I hope this Monday, or whatever day on which you happen to be listening to this, is finding you all well. I am currently coming to you from the local park, because the weather here today is absolutely gorgeous. It's about 18 degrees and sunny, but nicely breezy, and I thought that I should get outside and get some fresh air and exercise while I could. Tomorrow, we're supposed to get rain again. Good gravy. We've had ridiculous amounts of rain here lately. Seriously. It's time to get out the ark, for Pete's sake. Although, we're not in nearly as bad a state as the poor people in Quebec are in terms of flood damage and the like. And then Wednesday, the weather is supposed to get so warm that it's going to reach nearly 30 degrees Celsius. I kid you not. Oy vey. I'm not looking forward to that in the least. It's far too early for that kind of heat. So, this local park was under construction for a while, but that has finally been completed, and my parents, who were here yesterday, kindly took me here and showed me where all the benches are located now, as well as any other landmarks they thought I might like to know about. So yes, I did get to see my parents this weekend. I didn't think I would. The reason they didn't ask me to go there was because they were actually renovating part of their house and doing some painting. So of course, understandably, they didn't want a house guest. But I didn't know that until yesterday morning. I had texted my mom to see what was going on and hadn't really heard from her, other than I'll call you sometime. But she called me up yesterday morning to ask if she and Dad could come over for a while. Dad wanted to go to the horse races at the racetrack that's not too far from where I live, and Mum said that the only reason she would ever go with him is if they could come and see me first, which I thought was awfully nice. I think she was kind of joking. I'm sure she would have gone anyway, but yes, they were able to come and see me, which was lovely. And I was able to give my mum her tin of chocolates after all, and I'm so glad, because she loves that tin they came in. She just raved about it. Apparently it's really pretty and spring-like. She said it was one of the nicest looking tins she'd ever seen. So I'm really glad now that I got to give that to her. My dad also got his bag of fries and gravy potato chips, but I have no idea what he thinks of them yet. Although, it wouldn't surprise me if he dug in and ate them all last night. Yeah, so they came around 4 o'clock, and first of all, we meandered down to the local coffee shop where I got the best chai latte I've ever had in my life. I don't know if it was the type of chai they use or what, but, whoa, it was so flavorful. Perhaps they just happened to use a certain chai that contains all the spices I like, I don't know. I was going to get a Paris fog, but I decided wisely, I think, to ask exactly what the difference between a Paris fog and a London fog happened to be. And I was told that the Earl Grey tea in a Paris fog contains a lot more lavender. And then I was immediately like, thanks, but no thanks. Not a lavender fan. In fact, I generally don't like Earl Grey tea at all. But I must say I do like a nice London fog once in a while. So yes, I went with the chai latte, and I think that was a wise choice. I actually recorded a bit of our sojourn in the coffee shop, but I decided that it wasn't postable because part of it pertained to a situation that has arisen with my brother and his girlfriend. They had an ignominious breakup a while ago. I can't remember if I've mentioned it on Audio Boom. I think I probably haven't, simply because I don't think it's fair to you folks to create melodrama here. And also, it's not right to cast aspersions on anyone's character online if that person is not available to defend him or herself. So I don't think I've said much about this. But yes, my brother and his girlfriend had a terribly bad breakup, and frankly, all I will say is that it was my brother's fault entirely. He knows it was his fault. I don't know why he's gone and done this. Apparently he was at my parents' house yesterday. Or I'm sorry, on Saturday. In the afternoon. And I'm glad I was not there because I don't think I would have had a civil word to say to him. I know that doesn't sound very nice, but he has treated his girlfriend deplorably. And for me at least, the wounds are still a little bit raw. I will get over this eventually, I promise. It's just, I guess what bothers me is that he knows he's treated her terribly, and he doesn't seem to care. Like, he has no empathy. Anyway. Sorry. It's just, they've had a child together. They bought a house together, for Pete's sake. He knowingly entered into this relationship with her, and yet he's gone and effed it up. I just don't get it. I cannot wrap my head around it at all. So I feel so badly for her. And, you know, it's not just his and her lives that he's effed up. It's the whole family's lives. Like, my parents and I really came to care for his girlfriend, and we really like her parents as well, and enjoyed spending time with all of them. And of course, she's going to have custody of the child, so God knows how often we'll get to see him. Like, this whole thing is just so sad, folks. Anyway, I'll say no more about it. Say no more! So, yeah, I decided not to post our recording from the coffee shop because I just didn't think that would be fair. I really ought not to have said what I did here. Anyway, my brother has moved into a townhouse of his own, and his former girlfriend, bless her soul, I can't believe she did this, she bought him a set of dishes for a housewarming present. Can you believe that? I thought that was very noble of her. I would have given my brother nothing but the toe of my shoe and a certain portion of his anatomy. But that's just what a sweet person she is, folks. I thought that was very kind of her. So we shall see how things go. I have a feeling I won't be seeing much of my nephew from now on, which is really sad. My brother is, of course, going to have some responsibility for him, and will be paying child support. But again, I really don't know how much we'll see of him. Oh well. Today's a lovely day. I will move on from this eventually, God willing. I had all the ingredients for my tuna casserole, except some cheese, and my mother very kindly brought me just enough yesterday to for me to grate into a few tablespoons worth to sprinkle over top of my casserole. So I prepared that before coming out to the park, and my crock pot is currently on low, cooking my casserole for me. I'm not sure when I'm going to go home yet. I'll probably be here for a little while, but my casserole will be all ready for me when I want to eat it. Yay! Cooking in the slow cooker is wonderful in that sense. So yes, after our visit to the coffee shop, my parents and I came here to the park and spent some time here. And my dad very kindly showed me all these beautiful trees that were in flower. Crab apples and lilacs and magnolias. In fact, there's a magnolia in flower on my right as I speak. And apparently they look beautiful. And my dad was a bad boy. He went on someone else's property and picked me some lilacs. So I put them in a vase in my house, and I'm sure they'll make the apartment smell lovely. Anyhow, folks, I have rambled enough here, so I think I'll stop prattling for now. And I'll call this Prattlings from the Park.